Hi, this is Janae Darden, and I work in the KALW News Department. I just wanted to let you know we're in our spring membership drive. We're a listener-supported radio station, and you can help us out. Just go to KALW.org and click donate.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Oakland passed an ordinance to help people busted for marijuana crimes enter the legal market 3 years ago. The policy created an equity program for cannabis, and it grabbed headlines across the country. It's even served as a model for other cities that want to level the playing field for black and brown people who've borne the brunt of the war on drugs. But so far, just one person benefiting from Oakland's equity program owns a dispensary that's open for business. KALW's Holly Jim McDeed went to find out why.
It's a big day for cannabis entrepreneur Alfonso T. Blunt. Yes, that's really his name. He's hosting a grand opening party for his dispensary in East Oakland, Blunts and More.
We got all the edibles, all the creams, we got everything. Like, it's I call it the Walmart of weed.
Compared to Walmart, Blunts and More is peppier and more cannabis-oriented. The room is bustling with people eating barbecue, chatting it up, and browsing for cannabis products through classy glass counters.
We are at Blunts and More, the happy store. Let us help you find your happy at the happy store.
This is a pretty sweet PR op for the city, too. A couple of Oakland officials pose for photos. They're eating up the chance to show their famous equity program is working. But so far, Blunts and More is the first and only dispensary to open with the help of that policy. The program gives permitting priority for people like Blunt, who was arrested for marijuana charges in the past.
We're the first ex-felon with a club. That's black. That doesn't happen.
This dispensary has been a pipe dream for Blunt for decades now. He says he started selling weed in East Oakland when he was 16 years old, and he still remembers the first time his grandma took him to a medical marijuana dispensary back in the 90s. Blunt was mesmerized.
And I'm like, I thought you were going to a doctor. She's like, no, you can get weed out of there. I'm like, I need one of those.
Once Blunt realized there were people out there selling cannabis legally, he wanted in. Back then, like today, almost all medical marijuana dispensaries were owned by white people. In 2003, Blunt tried to buy a club of his own.
But we were told flat out by a good white friend of mine that they're not going to give it to no black dudes.
So Blunt says he carried on in the shadows. At first, he sold dime bags and weed pastries from the back of his car. When his first son was about to be born, he needed some extra cash. And so he started selling on street corners. In 2004, the cops showed up. He was arrested and got 5 years probation.
I was always raised that a black man's always gonna have to have a job and a hustle, you know what I mean? And also raised to not let nothing stop you. Like, it was fine. I lived life normal for them 5 years. I worked, still smoked weed, still sold weed.
Black and white people use marijuana at roughly the same rates. But in Oakland in 2015, black people made up 77% of marijuana arrests. Blunt says that's why Oakland's equity program is necessary.
The people who have got cases for selling a product that people are making money off of deserve to have a chance to make money off of it too. Period.
The program is intended to help people like Blunt get into the cannabis industry. That includes delivering, growing, and manufacturing products. It also includes owning dispensaries. Under the rules of the program, half of new permits must go to people who were arrested in Oakland for marijuana charges, or to people who lived in a neighborhood with a high number of pot arrests. But from the start, the program has been controversial. Cannabis attorneys and entrepreneurs in Oakland criticized it for not providing enough funding or resources. Some black entrepreneurs still feel left behind because of the program's requirements. Like Chip Moore, the CEO of 420 Blackbirds. He shows me around the group's warehouse in West Oakland. It's huge. Cannabis-themed artwork hangs from the walls.
Cannabis is part of everything we do here, one way or another. So I'm guessing everybody that did this beautiful work has smoked a little weed when they did it.
Moore is an African-American business owner, and he's hustled in the underground cannabis industry for decades.
African-Americans have always been here in this industry. We weren't able to make the distribution trips to Humboldt because, you know, if you look like me, you're going to get pulled over. So, you know, those are those disparities where I'm like, damn, I'm getting affected by the war on drugs twice. First time, just by being a black man in America. Second time, for not being the right kind of black man in Oakland.
420 Blackbirds is based in Oakland, but Moore didn't qualify for the city's equity program because he lives in Berkeley. Moore applied for a dispensary permit, but he didn't get it. Oakland has only given out a few licenses so far. So his dream of operating a dispensary is still on hold. That's true for a lot of people hoping to enter this industry. It takes time, real estate, and money to start a company. And cannabis taxes are especially high in Oakland, up to 45%.
Because this is the very beginning of an industry. So what you're asking these people to do, and with limited budgets, limited connections, limited network, is daunting. If you can find one time in America where somebody was given equity, I'll leave my hat.
Back at his opening day party, Alfonso T. Blunt is proud to be the first equity applicant with a dispensary in Oakland. And the only reason he owns a dispensary at all is because he entered a lottery, a literal lottery. Last year, 32 equity applicants all entered into a drawing, almost like the Hunger Games. It was televised and everything.
We had to pick a bingo ball, toss it in a little tray, let it roll around, and if you were the last four balls picked, you won a license. Our balls on the last four balls.
But when you hear Blunt's story, it's clear he's not succeeding just because of a lottery or because of the equity program. He's been a businessman for decades, and he knows how to make connections. His co-founder worked at Morgan Stanley, and her mom worked as a paralegal at a cannabis law firm. But now that Blunt finally has a space of his own, he has the chance to give others a shot.
I just want to help bring young people of color into this industry for other things than just being a bud tender or security. We want people that know how to build the grow labs, build the warehouses. So that type of stuff we can bring to Oakland and then branch it out wherever, because I want a Blunt some more in every city that's legal.
By the end of this year, Oakland officials expect to have another lottery for equity applicants. During that drawing, another four more people will win permits. And then, for them, the challenge of opening a successful cannabis dispensary will begin. In Oakland, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.
Oh, my last one. What? You ain't got no more weed? Man, let's hit the happy stove. What's that? Blunts
and more smoke. Holly is KALW's justice reporter. Got a tip for her or a story idea you'd like to share? Send her an email at justice@kalw.org. If you need some smoke, go to the happy store. We about to smoke tonight. How long can you hit it and hold your breath? How long can you hit it and hold your breath? How long can you hit it and hold your breath? How long can you hit it and hold your breath?
I keep it lit, plus I make you smile. Welcome to the happy store. It's going down. I need smoke and I'm all out, so I need more. I gotta go to the happy store when I need dope. Holla at my people. Hey, we proud papas, proud papas.